You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Simone Wolf. Now we are talking.
Sweet 16. Now we're talking.
You're a co-moderator?
I'm co-moderator. We're always two moderators, yeah.
Okay. And that the other one is Clemens Schettler?
Yeah.
Have you met him already?
Yeah, I know Clemens from the first typo. He's one of those guys who comes and speaks to you and says, hey, who are you actually? And I say, well, I'm Simone. And
I'm here for 10 years.
Yeah, well, Clemens actually lives in Vienna, but he's actually German, not Austrian. I prefer the Germans over the Austrians. I don't know why. Vienna is nice anyhow. Clemens is a very good designer as well. One of those who is clear and one of my favorites. Clemens is also a very good talker because he's not afraid of talking about personal things as well. And he can really catch the attention of the audience. And that is really nice. And I'm very happy we spoke over the phone last week. I saw him for Christmas. I went to Vienna and we met and we had a really, really relaxed 2 hours together. And I'm really happy to co-moderate with him. It's going to be good. It's going to be nice co-moderation. And he has a very good sense of humor, which is nice.
Mm. Do you think that about the delivery of speakers? I mean, while the content can be very interesting, the speakers are not always up to par in delivery. What's your view on that?
Yeah, that is something that that you actually only know after or when while somebody is speaking. So, and that's nothing you can actually do. The only thing you can do about that is keep the speech time at a level and at a duration that it doesn't get too boring. I mean, a really, really good speaker and a very famous designer can also become boring if he just speaks for too long and like talks for 2 hours are just completely out of the way. There's nothing much you can do about that, really.
You don't like stand on the side making signals like, cut it.
Wait, don't show that piece.
You know,
that's not your best work.
I'd like to do that, but that would be just before I'm going to be pensioned or something like that and quit working or something, because then you definitely ruin your entire reputation as a good conference organizer. Now, that will definitely make speakers too nervous and things. And You can't do anything. You can just stand there and wait and hope for it to be over soon. Other than that, what you can do is you can talk to the speaker beforehand or they will ask you some consultancy. But most of the people that are chosen beforehand because they are known, they have done a good talk, or because you have a personal contact to them. I have a friend in Italy as well. And he is a really good designer and a type designer, and he will not come to any event because he hates talking. He just goes, he drops silent the minute he's on a stage. So it's useless to invite him, which is a real shame, but thank God there's the internet, so he promotes his stuff on the internet.
Do you invite people or you accept submission, like a written essay? How does it work then?
What we do to make sure that we don't always have the same speakers, because also listening to somebody too many times and seeing a name on a program too many times tends to get boring. So what we do is we do a mix. We invite speakers that we want there to achieve a level of standard of talks. But we also want to give newcomers a chance. What we do in the UK now for the Birmingham event in October is that we've written out a call for students as well. We're going to have one slot that will be only for students, that will give students a chance to talk, to see whether there's any talents around amongst the really young guys. And the mix has proven to turn out really well. So to have some highlights in the program, also to attract people to come to the conferences, which is much easier when you have some highlights, and put out a call for papers. So what you actually do is you announce via the internet, via your databases, via people you know. You spread the news that there's a conference with that and that theme, and anybody who would like to pass in a paper is very welcome. You give them a deadline, and then out of the papers that come in, you choose the amount of people you want. For the event in Italy that I organized in March, we had about 25 speakers we needed, and we got 54 papers for the conference, so we had way too many. And it was difficult to choose because people come up with really interesting stuff.
And is that that was a first-time event, so that's quite a high for events like Typo Berlin, does it work? They don't have a call for...
Don't think so. I'm not very, very much, and I'm not involved in the organization itself too much. I know about it because, of course, you keep in touch with the people throughout the year while they are organizing. I think they might have used that kind of doing things in the beginning, but now they actually... to be honest, I read something on the FontBlog website and Jürgen was very open in talking about it, and I remember. People do turn in papers or pass in papers to them. They send them emails. He said most of the time, 85% of these papers that are sent in usually are not at a standard that they wish to have for their conferences. But 15% of these manage to get in by actually introducing themselves, and the other 85% of the speakers are chosen and invited.
Wow, so they have quite a high
number. But they've been there for 12 years already, so that also is experience. They choose their themes very drastically, something that you cannot do on a first-time event. Italy had the first event in graphic design and typography on an international level in March, so you need to work with a theme that will interest a wider audience. Whereas with Typo Berlin, a conference that is so well known that attracts 1,000 to 1,500 people, you can also risk to get onto a theme just calling it play or music or humor, because people will say, interesting, I've been to that conference last year, it was really nice, let's see what they're up to this year. And as I said before, if you look at the program, the various slots that they have put up with, tomorrow night bands playing, and then Friday full program, and then you have a calligraphy workshop that has been there forever and ever. It's just so good that people request it year after year.
And the Birmingham conference, is that solely organized by Type? That's a Type event conference?
The conference is part of a festival, which is called the Plus Design Festival. In occasion of the Plus Design Festival, there will be an we have rented a 4,000 square meter big place, and there will be exhibitions, there will be the conference, there will be performances, there will be all kinds of things. And within all this happening in 1 week, throughout 1 week in October, we are going to have 3 days of Type conference called Moving Type, and that is solely organized by Type Events. Whereas the Plus Design Festival is organized by Plus, which is an organization, and Type Events is chair of organization there and basically coordinating things, but there are other people on the board of the Plus organization.
And the future plans for other countries, or you stay?
We want to conquer the world.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody? World domination.
Yeah, exactly.
What I also wanted to know, it's like Type Events, it's mostly graphic and type related, design related. Are you thinking about expanding to fashion design, industrial design?
Yeah, that is the plan. That is the future. I mean, what our philosophy has been forever is to actually to get the various aspects of design together and to try and combine the groups. So we want to also combine design and architecture. Design is part of typography, is part of design. And that is one of our philosophies. The other one is, of course, to widen our working field, also looking at countries. Now, Europe is really easy because everything's really close. The States is a completely different mentality, and it is just too big of a country for us to just be... Somebody needs to be there if you want to run the business there. But what we want to do is we want to find attractive places and try and get in touch with people by organizing things in their places. Like, I've been talking to Catherine Griffiths and also to an Australian designer about doing a conference there next year. So they will be there, they will be local, organizing from their part, and we will try and get some European speakers over to talk in Asian Pacific area, because people don't have access to these European speakers, but are very well known here for their high quality of standard, as well as they are well known over there. So I can do my part of the work by taking these people there, talking to them, and asking them to come to a conference in Australia, and the guys down there can organize the local stuff. That is an idea. I shouldn't have said that, maybe, because that maybe gives other people a chance to do that. So,
no, well, I'm also thinking about the design in Durban in South Africa, mm-hmm. which is also very wide. It's like fashion design, jewelry design, yeah. industrial design, and it brings all these disciplines together and all these people like exchanging ideas, which is like.
Exactly, and it's the cross-thinking and the cross-linking of people that can give a graphic designer an idea, because maybe he sees something that somebody does in fashion design, I don't know, a kind of trend or something coming up in another line of design that might give you an idea to just transmit it to your kind of work. Yeah. It's I had a training once and somebody told me you have to look at things in a diagonal way, and I'm like, diagonal thinking, how should that work? But I think that was quite what he meant. So
slanted. Do you think your name limits you? I mean, not Simone Wolf.
To talk about my name does limit me, actually, because Simone in Italian is a male name, so there's quite a limitation there when I want to pay with my credit card, because every Italian shop seller will come up and say, young lady, this card is in a male name. Can I see your ID card or something? So much about my name.
And your last name is okay.
My last name is difficult in spelling, and then the street I live in is again another thing because it's French, and so it's a disaster. But gotten used to that disaster. Type events does limit us, yes, because it says if you are from the industry, you will think, they do events on typography. And then there's the entire creative industry, or let's say the graphic arts industry that we have concentrated on. We're not going to do medical events, we're not going to do anything else, we're just going to concentrate on the graphic arts, which includes printing, paper, editorial, graphic design and typography, basically.
And who's the designer for the... Am I allowed to ask? No.
So you're asking Sonali?
Yeah. We've asked. We had a meeting in Trieste last month, and they're up to their neck in work. So we're just hoping they're going to do a good job, and because if not, we're lost. So.
Yeah, because he doesn't use a lot of color. So how does he feel about pink?
That was very nice. Yeah. I said to him when we originally started talking about it, we had asked somebody else and it completely didn't work out what that person proposed to us. It was a German designer, and he, the typeface he came up with, I don't know whether you know it, Volkswagen had a typeface called VAG Rounded one time. Yeah, that was the typeface they promoted, they proposed to type events, and then we thought, yeah, well, they probably don't understand what we want, so... So we were a bit frustrated, and I said, let's ask Sonali and his people whether they would like to do the job. And then when I asked him, Sonali asked me why out of all the world of designers that I know, I'm asking him. So I said, just don't care, just are you interested or not? And talking about colors, we want to change the black. The black in our logo, the pink and the black are too much of a contrast. The black is very strong, and we have this black square, and it doesn't look inviting, we find. It doesn't look light enough. And we thought dark brown would be very nice. So when I spoke to him, I told him we would like to keep the pink because people recognize us now that with the pink, and they associate pink with type events. And we would like brown very much, in a dark brown, kind of chocolate brown. And his answer was, I'm the designer, leave it to me. So...
Good answer. Yeah.
There is this website that was that I spotted on. Again, it was announced and promoted on the Fontblog website that I go and visit regularly. It's called colorlovers.com.
Oh, I've seen that. That's
it is really nice, and you can create your palette. And I created a palette with pink and brown and white in it. And when I had created that palette, right after, I wrote an email to Sonali to go and look at that website. So
look, there's colors.
Hopefully he found my color palette.
Very subtly pushing it.
Yeah, you find your ways around, you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Sweet 16. Now we're talking.